This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
B. Mitch and Finley on your radio. Breaking news from Northwest Stadium announced that Kendrick Lamar coming to Northwest Stadium June 18th. Tickets go on sale this Friday.
Think Drake gonna try to show up?
I bet he does not. I bet he does not. He's not like us. Joining us now, I'm very excited whenever we get to talk to our friend, Mr. Torrey Smith. Torrey, what up, man?
What up, T?
How are you, buddy?
What's going on? How y'all doing?
Man, we good, brother. How you doing?
Good, man. Can't complain.
Your time of the year, bro.
Yeah, man. The best time of the year. Football's good. Yep. Family's busy. So, you know, I'm thankful.
How did your coaching season end up?
Came up short, man. We lost in the Super Bowl again.
Wow.
Yeah,
how many years is this?
We done lost the Super Bowl 3 years in a row.
No way. You're like the Bills.
Yeah, I was about to say that.
That's what I'm saying. Exactly like the Bills, man. I need someone to teach me how to teach kids how to be tough. Because not because of talent. They mentally, like we were driving. This is the most important sports breakdown of the day, by the way. We get a stop, get a pick first drive of the game, drive down the field. Our center snaps the ball over our guy's head. We fumble. Half my kids started crying. We lost the game at that moment.
They started crying.
Started crying. You know
how old are these kids, Torrey?
I was 10, and I was disgusted. I was trying to learn how to navigate, like, being, like, you know, embracing feelings. But I'm sorry, I have zero patience for crybaby kids when it comes to sports.
No.
You got to learn how to deal with it, keep it moving.
There we go.
You can't be crying after, like, 7, maybe 8, but definitely not at 10.
It's the first quarter at that. Like, come on.
Yeah. I mean,
I get it. If you're going to break down in the fourth quarter or something, golly, come on now.
So is there one team that keeps beating you?
It is one team that keeps beating us, man. And
do we want to shout them out or no?
Absolutely not. I ain't shouting on nobody that beat us.
I love it, man. All right.
I got a lot of love and respect for them, though. Good people over there.
All right. Let's get down to some NFL business now that we've covered the Maryland Youth Football Super Bowl. A bunch of teams that you care about and played for are really, really good. I want to start with Washington. What do you think now through 13 games? They finally get this bye week. They had that rough stretch, lost three in a row, but came back and beat the hell out of Tennessee. What do you make of this Washington Commanders team?
Man, I love this Commanders team. You know, I think it's really cool to watch based on where we were talking about this a few years ago, about what the team is and where they stood. You know, it's a happy time in the DMV. You know, I'm excited about this team. I'm excited about their potential. And I think anyone that predicted their season, them being this successful at this point, would be a flat-out liar.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I think they've exceeded expectations. I think they're far ahead of schedule, and it's nice to see that they hit on their quarterback and Jaden Daniels. I actually love him as a person. I think he's a great person, a great representative for the DMV area. And, you know, I'm excited about this team and their playoff chances.
Sure. You know, how is it, like, you know, you look at it coming into the season, you know it's a rebuild, but they start to play better than what you expect. How tough is it to, like, kind of hold back your expectations at that point?
Man, I think you know, it's really tough because I say it all the time. In the NFL, there is no bowl game, right? Like, you're not excited. There's one winner and there's 31 losers.
Yeah.
But to me, if you had the opportunity to be there ahead of schedule, I mean, to me, once you get to the party, you get in the show, it's anybody's ball game,
mm-hmm.
right? Because at this point, you know, this Commanders team has proven they can beat any team in this league. So, yes, they may be, you know, a little ahead of schedule from what we think, but the people in that building, they know what they have going on.
Yeah.
And then they know what their expectations are. They aren't coaching and going out there each and every week to try to say, yeah, y'all, we won more games than what they thought we would win. Like, no. They're like, man, we're trying to get in the playoffs. We still want to win this division, and we want to try to get to the Super Bowl. And that's, you know, that's everyone's goal. And, again, going into the season, very few teams can say that they actually have a real chance. And then there are some teams like the Commanders who put you on the map and let you know, hey, they are one of those surprising teams. So, to me, they get in that party. I think they are not a team that I would want to see simply because they have a defense that has the ability to play well, and they have a dynamic quarterback.
In the 2017 season, you were on the Philadelphia Eagles that won the Super Bowl with Nick Foles at quarterback. You had 5 catches for 49 yards in that game. After Wentz went down, and you guys were red hot with Wentz, then he gets hurt. Foles, at one point, I think, even got benched because it wasn't going great right away. I think Suds got in for a little bit. When did you guys start to believe, or perhaps you did all along, but when did you guys feel, you know, we could still go to the Super Bowl, we're still loaded?
Man, I think it took for game by game, you know. Listen, I would love to sit here and tell you that we had all the faith in the world that Foles was going to be ready to roll. That would be a flat-out lie. When Carson went down, I will never forget looking at Alshon like, damn, we just wasted a year. Like, we had it. Like, you just felt like everything just left, right?
Yeah.
You know, Carson was playing at an MVP level. But the reality of it is, what people don't know, and you should probably read Nick Foles' book to talk about it, is like, he wasn't even practicing. Basically, like, all year he had this arm injury. So
wow.
The public didn't know that, but it was like, man, well, he could barely throw the ball. But like, how are we going to win? And all of a sudden he got stronger and stronger each and every week as we got close, and he just continued to play lights out. The thing I loved about Nick Foles is there are quarterbacks that play the game so many different ways, right? There are some quarterbacks like Peyton Manning, Tom Brady. They're based on timing and the way they play this game. Then there are guys, they like to go through progressions. They like to make things happen in that way. Then there are guys like Nick Foles who say, hey, I don't mind going through this progression, but I like my guy and his matchup over here. I'm going to give my guy a one-on-one chance to win.
Yeah.
And that's why guys like, you know, Alshon Jeffrey really loved playing with him, and his performance went up because it was a situation where Alshon was the X. He was on the back side of the field, the weak side, away from all the other receivers oftentimes. And he had the one-on-one matchup, and Foles gave him a chance to go out there and play to the best of his ability. So, I mean, injuries are tough. Again, I would be lying if I said we were extremely confident, but as the weeks went on, we knew that we had the ability to get it done.
Hey, Nick said, I got a chance, but I'm gonna reach out to everybody. What's Harrison from the Steelers? He said, hey, man, you pay $500,000 to get your body right? I need to talk to your guy.
Absolutely, man.
Hell,
it was crazy. Like, even looking back, it's an amazing story.
Totally, totally.
So, Torrey, with this Washington team, I think it's a hell of a story unfolding. We'll see how far it goes and what happens, and it's been excellent to watch. But when you've been watching this season, Brian and I were talking about this earlier. We watched Bo Nix last night, and he's an exciting quarterback prospect.
There's
something there. He makes some big throws. He misses some easy ones. I think Drake May has shown real moments in New England. But for us, it's pretty obvious that Jaden is the cream of this class. I'm curious if you see it at that point, too.
I think so as well. You know, I think Bo's made it very interesting with this team getting back in the winning column in terms of winning like rookie of the year. But, you know, if you ask me, I still think it's Jaden, right? I think, Bo coming out, I think both teams probably had lower expectations. And they're both playing very well, so let me not knock Bo Nix in saying this. But I think for a minute, there were conversations and a feeling that, wait, Jaden Daniels, he's playing well enough to be in the MVP conversation, right? That's how it looked earlier in the year. So anytime you kind of feel that way, to me, I'm like, well, there's a difference there in terms of the way he plays his game, the way he leads. But, I mean, I think they hit it. I think he's the best guy in the class, and those other guys are really, really good, and I hope they pan out for their franchises. But, you know, I love Jaden and everything he brings to, you know, this area, both on and off the field.
Talking with two-time Super Bowl winner Torrey Smith. Torrey knows the quarterback position pretty well, being a receiver, winning two Super Bowls. Jaden is obviously a hell of a player.
Yes.
You mentioned the MVP there. I think the MVP front runner right now, it might be a running back on the Eagles. If not, though, it might be Lamar. Where are you at with the Ravens, who undoubtedly have a ton of offensive talent, but they're 8-5. They've lost a bunch of games that people probably didn't expect. And I think Philly just came to Baltimore and bullied them.
Yeah, man, I think it was a tough game. You know, I think it boiled down to just mistakes. The Baltimore Ravens, right? There's not a team in this league that can beat them when they aren't shooting themselves in the foot. Mm-hmm. And what do I mean by that? Turnovers. Missed field goals, which is, if you told me going into the season that missed field goals would be a concern for the Baltimore Ravens, I'd be like, yeah, right. I've been on record multiple times saying I don't trust many people in my life as much as I trust Justin Tucker kicking a field goal, right? But, you know, he's going through some things right now, but he's the guy with the answers, and I know he's going to snap back out of it. But you're talking about a couple of games that field goals have been a difference in winning. So now you're talking about a 10-11 win team there. They got a toe on the line in Kansas City to keep them from a chance to scoring there and going for a touchdown at the end of the game, or a two-point conversion at the end of the game to win there. So, I mean, they're still right in position. You know, I think when it boils down to it, they still have a shot at the division. They're a game and a half behind there. The Pittsburgh Steelers are actually playing very well right now with Russell Wilson and that
offense. Can you buy Russ for a playoff run?
And I'm Russell Wilson bias. Right, we came out at the same time from Virginia, so I shout out to Russ, man. I like Russ, but I hate the Steelers. So I feel like the Ravens are still a way better team, no matter how good Russ plays. But as you guys know, in the division, you can throw out stats, you can throw out everything, right? I still feel like Lamar Jackson is the best player in the league. You know, you talk about the MVP level. You mentioned Lamar and Saquon. Saquon looks ridiculous himself.
Yes,
but,
he does.
You know, there's no player that's more important to their team than Lamar Jackson. There's no player that is as dynamic as him, and having the ability to play the quarterback position at a high level like he has, and also making plays with his feet. There's only one guy that is even rivaling that a little bit right now, and that's Josh Allen.
Yeah.
And what he's doing up there in Buffalo, and for him to do it on primetime the other day, everyone got to see it. But to me, no stats don't count the same. But I feel like he's did y'all see that defense out there tiptoeing around on the field?
Yeah.
But I think Lamar is as dynamic as they come. And this Ravens team, I'm not concerned about them. The defense is playing better. They're picking it up. And they're playing their best ball later down the year. The wins don't all the way show the way they've been playing. They just got to be consistent on the offensive side of the ball and staying on track. And this team's going to be ready to roll come playoff times.
All right, Torrey, one more before we get to let you talk about your Giving Tuesday with your level up. Lamar's mom, I got a chance to meet her, and she's a little fiery. Lamar said after the game, his mama cursed him out because they looked, dude, you didn't run enough. you met his mom, and the relationship that they have, she's the only one that can keep him straight in a sense?
Hey, man, listen. I'm a grown man, and still, when my mom looks at me a certain way, I feel like a little kid. So I know exactly what he meant when, you know, he said his mom got on him. You know, but unlike most parents out there, his mother knows the game, right? His mother has been, like, kind of his agent from day one, right, helping to lead him and guide him in his athletic career. She's not like these normal moms. And so for her to get on him, you know, she knows her son better than anyone else. But I think for Lamar, you know, he knows. He just has to be able to make plays and be consistent. And I mean, I'm not a big overreactor, right? Look, mm-hmm. When it comes to winning in this league, and winning is a team stat, I want to say that and put that disclaimer out there before I go. But there's no quarterback that has been able to win. There are very few, Patrick Mahomes being one of them, that have won as much as Lamar Jackson. He's going to win about 80% of the games that he plays in.
Yep.
Right, and that's an extremely high level for a guy like him. So I think, you know, he's accustomed to winning, and he'll make the adjustments he needs to make for this team to be great.
Well, Torrey, we all love you because you played ball, but you know what? We love you more because what you do off the field, and you've been a guy who's been a stand-up guy ever since you got into this league and even before, you know. So let the people know how they can help you do the things that you're doing with Level 82.
Man, it's Giving Tuesday, so nonprofits from all across the country are looking for opportunity to raise money, and we're no different what we're doing at Level 82. We're looking to raise $50,000. We've raised $25,000 so far. My wife and I kicked it off with the first $25,000, and we're looking forward to, you know, trying to challenge our peers in the DMV area to raise $25,000 more. I always joke and say, listen, if you took half of the folks, not even half, a third of the folks in Northwest Stadium, and they all donated a dollar, we'd be fine. Same with M&T Bank Stadium.
Yep, there you go.
If they all donated a dollar, we'd be fine. So, there, like the pastor says, there's no amount too big or too small. We're just looking forward to trying to hit that $50,000 mark to continue to do the work that we're doing in the whole DMV area, because our work is where our feet are. You know, I'm a Virginia boy, born in Virginia. You know, I'm a Maryland man being here, and we actually do a lot of things up in the Pennsylvania area as well. So just trying to do our part to benefit the community, and you can't do anything without community. So we're leaning on our folks to try to help us get to that 50,000 mark.
How can they give?
You can go to level82.org to donate, or follow me on any social media. It's at Torrey Smith, T-O-R-R-E-Y Smith, W-R, and you will see me posting like it's my job that link to make sure we try to hit that mark within a week.
All right, man.
I just hit the retweet button.
I appreciate
on that,
y'all.
Torrey. Thank you for the time, man. Appreciate it.
All right. Appreciate y'all. Thank you.
All right, Torrey. Be cool, brother.
Torrey's a good dude, man.
Oh, yeah. Man of his word, too.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, check it out, level82.org. You can follow Torrey at Torrey Smith, WR, on X. He's on Instagram under the same name. Torrey is out in these streets really trying to make a difference for kids.
A lot of people talk about it. Yeah. Torrey's really doing it.
Yeah, he actually does it, man. That was funny. He said he was mad at his team for crying in the Super Bowl.
But you know, listen, and I know some people might feel a little way about that, but let's be real. Life ain't easy. This world isn't easy. And we got to learn to make sure people understand how you deal with something and get over it. And you don't have to wait till you're 25, 30 to start doing that. I learned this at a young age. My dad was a military guy. He didn't play that. You know, you better suck that up. And I understand what people talk about, but you know what? It made me the person I am. Whenever you ask me, can you do this, can you do that, do I ever say no?
No.
Oh, I'm going to find a damn way, because that's the way I was raised. And I think we got to make sure kids understand that, too. We all have worked our asses off. We bust our tail, been through a lot, and we made life easy for them. And they think that's how life going to be all the time. It's not going to be like that all the time. You got to go through something sometimes to get where you want to go.
Well said, Brian. Speaking of going through stuff to get where you want to go, there's some Hall of Fame news. I want to at least discuss a lot of coaches. There's one name that I find fascinating in the Hall of Fame discussion, and it's Mike Shanahan. We got news if Shanny's moving forward or not. Nobody go anywhere. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, it's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. We all know sleepers can win you championships, but finding these guys takes time. That's where the Sleeper King comes in. Let me do all the research so you don't have to. Every week, I'm going to break down which sleepers you need to pick up off the waiver wire and which surprise deep sleepers could help you win the week. Every episode, just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
Is this don't come around here no more, but with like a sitar?
All right.
I can do it. Breaking news on the fan. I signed up for Walmart Plus.
Walmart what?
Walmart Plus.
I got a phone call yesterday saying that something about some video game was being ordered on my Walmart account. I wanted to order answer the phone and say, you stupid MF. I don't have a Walmart account. You know, it's one of those little scam things. I'm like, what the hell are you talking about?
So here's my thing with Walmart Plus, why I signed up. So a lot of times, what, Jeff? Are you anti-Walmart?
I just, Walmart Plus, I wouldn't.
It's their version of Amazon Prime, I think. And here's my thought process. Tell me if you're with me on this. This happened at a CVS near my house, right? This happens at CVS's everywhere. Eventually, there's not going to be drugstores left for you to go and just buy some toothpaste or some deodorant, because I saw this happen. These dudes just come in and rob the CVS, and the workers are told not to do anything. Let them do it. Call the police.
Yeah.
And Jeff is the one that told me what then happens is those dudes go sell that toothpaste on Amazon, right? I'm not saying all the toothpaste on Amazon's coming from the dudes stealing it from CVS, but some of it is.
Well, I know a guy that basically what they do, they go to all of the different stores like Walmart's and CVS, and they get the cheaper ones.
Yeah.
And they have, because this guy had won this award or whatever for some gambling thing. And then he was telling me how he and his buddies, about seven dudes, they buy houses. And they go and buy all the cheap toothpaste, and that's what they send through Amazon.
Right. So there's a lot going on in the world. Basically, with Amazon, there's a lot of people that may be potentially like touching the toothpaste I'm ordering. With Walmart, it's just a store. So that's why I joined Walmart
Plus. Well, that's what you think. But anyway, go ahead.
But there's not third-party people selling on Walmart Plus. Amazon is dominated by third-party vendors.
Yeah.
So that's just a fundamental difference. More breaking news on the fan. Hall of Fame information is out. Everybody understands, I don't bug Brian with Hall of Fame talk because Brian's going to get in the senior committee. He's not eligible for that until 2028. That's how this is going to go down. We're going to have the push like you've never seen it, and we're going to take care of business. All right? But today we got news about the finalists.
You're in charge of all that.
Yes. It's one thing I'm very prepared for. Today, though, we got news for the contributor, the coach, and the senior finalists revealed for the Pro Football Hall of Fame. So what they've done, they've created these other categories to try to get more folks in, where it's a contributor, a coach, and a senior. And now they still have to clear 80% of votes, right? So the contributor finalist, honestly, I think a lot of this was done so that more owners can get into the Hall of Fame, because a lot of these owners want to get into the Hall of Fame. I got no dog in this fight, B. There were nine semifinalists for the contributor category. Bud Adams, who I think was the original owner of the Oilers. Bucko Kilroy, who I have zero file on. Robert Kraft, Art Modell, Art Rooney Jr., Seymour Seawolf, Doug Williams, and John Wooten. This was the one where Doug Williams was nominated as a contributor. Obviously, Doug's biggest contribution to the game of football was being the first black quarterback to win the Super Bowl. And to really just disprove a long-running
myth
and indecency, frankly.
Yeah.
Doug didn't get it. Ralph Hay is the one that got in. He basically started the NFL. He owned the Canton Bulldogs from 1918 to 1922, and in 1920 had a meeting with other team owners to form the association that was later renamed the National Football League.
Okay.
It's a pretty big deal. There's a reason the Hall of Fame's in Canton. I think the guy belongs in. I'm curious. Art Modell, to me, no way. I mean, ask the people in Cleveland how they feel about Art Modell. Art Rooney, I don't know which Rooney Art Rooney Jr. is, but there should be Rooney.
One of them Rooney. That's Steelers, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
One of the Rooneys belongs in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah. Just put the name in there. Just put all of them underneath.
Right. Where do you land on Robert Kraft?
Man, the man under his tutelage, how many Super Bowls they win?
Six. And I think they went to they lost two with Brady, so they went to eight. And I think Kraft owned them when Parcells got into that Super Bowl when they got drilled by the Packers.
So you go to that many Super Bowls as an owner, that's a hell of a run there, man. And then you look at what that team was when he bought it and what it is now.
Sure.
I say yes.
That's interesting because I kind of say no, but I say no, and this is a bias. I'll own it. I kind of say no because that documentary that I don't think you ever watched that he put together on Apple TV was such a hatchet job at Bill and such an obvious attempt to promote his own Hall of Fame candidacy that it rubbed me the wrong way.
Hey, I go to the saying that John Thompson said, that man did all that good and then he did that one thing bad. I can't hold all that against him without. I could give him credit for being a great owner, and I could also say he's an ass. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Just like Jerry. We could say Jerry is a great owner, but he's an ass. Point blank. Some of these owners are just asses. Ain't nothing great about them.
Right.
So they don't need to be there whatsoever. But the Rooneys now, they have led the way. Standard. Three coaches in their whole history. Multiple Super Bowls.
Yeah.
They also, the Rooney Rule is something set there to make sure everybody get an opportunity. So I say hell yes. You talking about contributor? They contributed a lot to this league.
I don't know that a Rooney isn't in, but all I know is a Rooney needs to be in.
There you go.
All right, now the coaching finalists, and I think this is going to be an interesting conversation. Ready? The finalists that made it, there were nine coaches nominated. Only one got through. Here's your nine. Bill Arnsparger, Tom Coughlin, Chuck Knox, Dan Reeves, Marty Schottenheimer, George Seifert, Mike Shanahan, and Clark Shaughnessy. Mike Holmgren is the one that got through. Holmgren won a Super Bowl in Green Bay after the Seahawks hadn't won in 30. I'm sorry, he won a Super Bowl in Green Bay after the Packers hadn't won in 30 years. Mm-hmm. And then he got the Seahawks to, I believe, their first Super Bowl ever. With the Packers, he went to the playoffs six times in 7 years. He also won two Super Bowls as the OC with the Niners.
Mike Holmgren.
Let's start there. What do you think of Holmgren? Now, if you look at his coaching trees back in the day.
Andy Reid was on that tree.
Andy Reid, Gruden. I mean, the Gruden. Packed.
So we talking about the Gruden tree. Hell, he is the root of all that stuff.
Right.
With Andy and all that. When you look at that. And you start looking back at, what is it, Seifert? No, before Seifert.
Walsh. Yeah.
Yes. I mean, if you look at football today, most of half of the coaches came from that damn Holmgren tree.
Yeah, who came from Walsh. Yeah.
Yes. So
I'm not mad at Holmgren. I find it interesting he's got one ring, and a few of the guys that didn't get through have two.
Yeah, but you know, there's people like Robert Horry who has six or seven.
Sure.
And he damn sure ain't better than people that like Jordan that have less.
Robert Horry's not better than Karl Malone because he has the ring.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, sometimes you're on, you. Some people catch on with something better and they could get more. But this man here established something that you still see little branches coming from it.
So
some of those coaches with two rings, you may not see nothing else coming from it.
I'm not sure a lot of people will agree with this. Tom Coughlin, obviously he won the two with the Giants, right?
Mm-hmm.
Beat the Patriots both times.
Yeah.
That 2007 Pats team was undefeated, broke every offensive record ever, winning that Super Bowl is massive. Then to do it again 4 years later. So Tom Coughlin has two rings in what I don't think gets talked about enough for Coughlin to me is he started a expansion team in Jacksonville.
Yeah.
And had them in the playoffs within 2 years, within their second year. Mm-hmm. They got to an AFC title game the second year of an expansion team. His playoff record is really strong. I kind of think, personally, Coughlin deserves to go in. He had some bad years at the end of both his Jags.
Coughlin kind of, I'm going to tell you his issue. He pissed off a lot of people.
He doesn't seem like the easiest going fella.
He wasn't the easy going fella. A lot of the people in the media probably like, you know, did he give him time at all?
But here's where I separate Coughlin and Mike Shanahan, that I know a bunch of people here in Washington, certainly in Denver, believe Shanahan should be in. You can talk about the coaching tree. Shanahan won back-to-back Super Bowls with John Elway. You can't deny that. And it's not like Shanahan didn't have other success without Elway, but in Denver, he won one playoff game when John Elway wasn't the quarterback.
Yeah.
And that's he.
I think a lot of people give John Elway more credit for that than they do Mike.
I think Mike,
but I have
Mike
to give
really
Mike because Mike
stole a great run game.
Mike knew how to put the running game in there.
Totally.
Yeah.
So Shanahan has two Super Bowls. Why I would go Coughlin over Shanahan is Coughlin succeeded in multiple places. Mike only succeeded in Denver and really only with Elway. Mm-hmm. They put up some offensive statistics, but they never won. They won one other playoff game with Jake Coughlin.
How many did they lost before Mike came there?
Elway lost three before he got there.
Mike came and they won. So you got to look at that fact. Sure. Elway was there with Reeves. Was it Reeves? I think it was.
Reeves. Reeves was also nominated, didn't get
in. He was there with Reeves, and they couldn't win one. But Mike comes in there, and he was pulling people from the unknowns, and they were winning.
But then he came here and was 24-40.
Yeah. I think here.
I don't know. Do you think Mike should go in?
At this point, coming here, not many people succeeded under what was going on.
Totally.
There. But
totally.
I think Mike, the reason Mike didn't succeed, Mike came here to get his son started.
Yeah, it
and
worked.
That's probably why he didn't succeed a lot.
You're good with Holmgren.
I'm good with Holmgren.
What about Coughlin? You think he deserves in? What about
maybe another time? Not right now.
What about Shanahan?
I think Mike did enough, bro, with that running game because everyone tried to run his
totally.
His running game is all over the league now.
I agree with that. Arnsberger, if you feel
Bill Arnsberger,
yeah.
If we gonna go based off of what he did at LSU, yes.
Chuck Knox, those Rams teams were pretty good. I think
way
kind of before
now,
me,
bro.
Dude.
But Arnsberger was excellent at LSU.
I think Dan Reeves got certainly Denver to the Super Bowl. Wasn't Dan Reeves the coach of the Falcons
with
Jamal Anderson when they went to that Super Bowl? Yeah, the Dirty Birds.
Yeah,
but he lost them all. Marty Schottenheimer. Marty had a lot of success, but I don't think even coached in a Super Bowl. I think he has a lot of success. I think he has a lot of conference title game losses.
He fell short in those major, major moments.
George Seifert definitely has at least one ring, but I think most people think he kind of inherited Bill Walsh's Niners. And two-time Super Bowl winner.
They're starting to put those people in there, bro.
Now, I don't. Was he head coach?
They'll find a way to put a lot of those coaches in the stuff before they put a lot of players that belong there.
Hold on. Was he head coach in 89? All right. He was the head coach for two Super Bowls. So that's pretty interesting. You've got three coaches that didn't get in with two rings each: Seifert, Shanahan, Coughlin. Now, Seifert, to me, when he went to Carolina, they were pretty bad. Like, I don't know. You got to take over the Niners, dog. I have a tough time with that one. Mm-hmm. I would put Shanny and Coughlin ahead of him.
Yeah.
Interesting stuff. Coming up at 1 o'clock, Blaine Bishop joins the program. All right, folks. I got a couple questions, and then the moment we've all been waiting for.
Okay.
I believe Ahmet showed up with a gang of pizzas. I never had Andy's pizza. It's quite good. Shout out to AD. We appreciate you, buddy. I believe we have enough pizza to offer Rooster a slice of pizza.
Ahmet and Andy are the same people.
Also, you've definitely had Andy's pizza before, JP. Ahmet's brought this like four different times.
I don't think so.
I definitely think he has.
Maybe I wasn't here. He says he brought it once. It's good. I like it, regardless of how many times I've had it. You know what, Landfill? There are certain things in the world that no matter how many times I do them, I still enjoy it. I think we have enough pizza to offer Rooster and Doc a slice. Do you guys?
I think Doc. Nah, Rooster always cool, man.
We'll see if he comes back. I saw him in the hallway, offered him a slice. He couldn't tell if I was doing a bit, and I had to hustle because we were back on the radio. Can somebody explain to me what this is? It the golden rule in baseball? I did want to touch on this briefly. Have you heard about this?
No.
The golden at bat, not to be confused with the shower.
I hope it's not the same thing.
Apparently there's buzz about this at the owners' meetings going on right now. The basic concept is that this is Major League Baseball. We're not talking about the Savannah Bananas or whatever.
All right.
The basic concept is that a team could choose one at-bat in every game to use its best hitter regardless of where they are in the lineup.
Is that a rule? Is that been there?
No.
Are they trying to make
They're proposing it.
I think that's a bunch of crap.
Why?
Why we have to allow you as a professional damn player, a professional team, to now try to take an advantage? You pay everybody get paid their money. When your guy came up the bat, if he struck out then, we don't get another damn chance. You don't get a chance to redo.
To me, this is like that crazy Chiefs-Bills playoff game a couple years ago that went to overtime. I guess it was two seasons in a row, right? Because Brady and versus Mahomes, Brady got the ball in overtime. Mahomes never got the ball back. And then it was Mahomes versus Allen, that crazy game. And then Allen never got the ball in overtime.
Whatever the rules are, you leave them there.
Yo, but they changed the rule so that doesn't happen anymore. Yeah. That both quarterbacks get a snap.
Yeah, because but my whole thing is, if the rule is you go down and you score a touchdown, game's over, it's over. That is what the problem I have with trying to change rules. Make everybody put together a damn football team. Everybody want to just get a quarterback and give him everything. You need somebody to stop the damn quarterback. If Buffalo had stopped Kansas City, Buffalo would have had a chance to win the game. But they didn't stop him.
Against New England the year before.
I didn't have a problem with that either. But everybody talk about offense, defense, special teams. But when we go through football, all we do is change rules to make offense, offense, offense.
So I take it with this baseball golden at-bat rule.
I think it's stupid.
Landini, golden at-bat, where are you at?
Dumb as hell.
Jeffrey?
I'm against it, too. It's too easy to manipulate.
Well, it would also create a ton of other questions. If it's the eighth slot on your batting order and you bat the guy that hits third, what if the guy gets on base? Then the guy that you moved out is hitting third?
No, he's going to get a runner for him. He's going to go back runner? And bat again.
I mean,
I just think that it's putting too much. Listen, man, you got nine players. You already have a pinch hitter, don't you? You also could get somebody to run for the guys. We don't need to put a hole. We don't need to say, oh, okay, I'm going to let Shohei Ohtani bat. He just hit a home run. Let's bring him right back out here again. You know what's going to happen? They're going to start getting beaned even more.
I kind of like it.
Nah, man.
I don't think it'll happen. I don't think it should happen. But, like, the fact that when they go to extra innings, they have a fake runner on second to start. Like, baseball's done so much stuff to try to speed the game up, which I love.
Make the game into a joke. See, this is where I'm at, Jay, and I'm going to say it. Sports is trying to make everybody feel like they can play the sport. Everybody can't play the damn sport. So when we play at home, we come – like when I play with my buddy Brendan, okay, play golf with him, Brendan always set up a bet on the first tee. By the time you get to the sixth tee, it's about 8-9 different damn bets going on, and they all benefit him.
Sure.
That is like – this is what this sound like to me. Like they want to make everybody think you could play with this because we'll do that stuff at home. Oh, man, no. See, we down. Y'all have a better team. So let JP come up and hit again. That's something you do at home.
I like that.
This is the NFL. I mean, Major League Baseball. We don't do that for you, man. Hell no.
Here's what we do. Pause.
What?
He said doo-doo.
Here's what we do for you. We give away Harlem Globetrotters tickets. Caller number 10 right now. You win a four-pack of tickets to see the Harlem Globetrotters Friday, March 7th at Eagle Bank Arena. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets and more event information, visit thefandc.com/events. Phone number 800-636-1067. Caller 10 wins a four-pack of tickets to the Harlem Globetrotters.